Guided to the Light, a Search for Spirits production. During the night, my spirit was guided to an unfamiliar house. One minute I was in bed, the next I was inside someone's home, standing in their dining room. It was open to the living area, and it was one large room. Behind me was a doorway to the kitchen. I stood quietly as I got my bearings. There was a hall across from me and on my left, and there were steps going up to a second floor. I followed the hall to the back side of the kitchen and a back door. The home was elegantly decorated with vintage items. That said, I had no idea what time period I was in. It is my thought that I step into the time period that the spirit lived, not necessarily the current time period. I took a full circle around the main floor and eventually got back to my starting point. It was there that I felt someone grab my arm, and it was forcefully. I didn't know whether it was a spirit, whether it was good or bad. Was it human? Or maybe was it an entity? That was frustrating. But then I was given the gift to see, which is more common when I'm working in my spirit. And actually, there were two spirits, an elderly man and a woman. And they were now sitting in chairs in the main room. I approached them, and being able to see their expressions and how they were acting was a big help. I asked them, are you ready to cross? The woman immediately stood up from her chair. But the man, he stayed sitting, and he just watched the woman very intently. I requested for the light of God to be present. And for the first time ever, I was able to see the light myself. It was amazing. And it sprinkled open, so to speak. Particles of white and gold gradually appearing to me and becoming brighter in the far corner of the room towards the ceiling. It wasn't like an oval per se. It wasn't a tunnel as I might imagine it. It was more like an opening into outer space with mixed sizes of particles, and some looked like small stars, others like wisps of golden smoke. Neither the man nor woman saw it right away like I did. She looked about the room back and forth. I felt that she could feel it, and she had a look of optimism on her face, but she didn't quite see it. And I quickly said, "Look up. Look up, then look around. It's there." And I'm not sure why, but telling the spirit to look up is often helpful. The woman saw it right away then, and she began to walk toward it. And almost immediately, she began to fade as she entered into the light. I turned back, and the gentleman was now standing. He looked around, but he had this nervous and confused look to him. And I immediately went over there and I guided him to the spot where the woman had entered the light. But he didn't see it right away, and he circled back into the room, looking around. I followed him around and I kept repeating, "Look up, see the light. Cross into the light in Jesus' name." And suddenly he was gone, and I was back in my bed staring at the ceiling. I am guessing he crossed over. It often occurs like that. The second the mission, I call it mission sometimes, is complete, I am out of the scenario and back in bed, like this, like that. I always assume everything was successful, and I've never had to go back to a location where I've been before. The light and the afterlife are as real to me as my kitchen table or an apple. The fact that God is the source of the light also is a deep-seated truth to me. the Lord God and Jesus Christ have consistently been the source of resolution for things occurring in both my physical and my supernatural life. And I want to thank you for stopping by and checking out this podcast, one of my first that I'm going to put out there. I had a few people tell me, hey, that'd be neat to listen to the stories in a podcast versus a video. Sometimes the videos are take up too much memory. But anyway, here it is, podcast number one. And I'm excited about it, and I hope you are too. And come on back to this page, and I'll continue to put podcasts on here. I'll try to do it on a pretty regular basis. Thanks for stopping, and you have a great day. God bless.